Welcome to the Brokering Different podcast with Matthew Thrift, broker in charge of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, C. Dan Joyner Realtors, and Greer and Simpsonville. Thank you again for listening in. Today's blog is entitled simply The Law of Value. It starts out like this. In the book, The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann, the first of the five laws of stratospheric success is this, the law of value. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Not how much you make per hour, not how fat your bank account is. If you want to experience true success, you give, give, give. You give of yourself more than anything else. Too many agents, especially newer agents, place too much emphasis on their commission they are earning than anything else. If more agents would place their emphasis on the value they provide over the commission they are to receive at the closing of the transaction, there would not be a need to concern themselves with their commission. The commission earned at the closing of the transaction is an echo of value, but too many only look transactionally, or in other words, on one transaction at a time. This is twofold. Number one, too many agents focus on the commission scale they are currently receiving from their brokerage rather than the value that the brokerage is bringing to them for them to do their business in the first place. That is a fatal mistake, that they will tend to compare brokerages based upon commission scale above everything else. They tend to overlook culture of the company, brand name recognition, agent services offered, company reputation in the industry, and a myriad of other things. Number two, too many agents only focus on the current transaction payment and what it will yield at closing rather than focusing on the value they are to give to their client, without giving much thought to the multiple opportunities that this one client could bring in the future when the transaction is closed. Your clients should be treated as a precious diamond. When you treat your clients and customers as the precious commodity they are and give exponential value to them, they will in turn give right back to you. It just works that way. As the Go-Giver explains in Chapter 2, you cannot say to a fireplace, give me some heat first, and then I will provide some logs to burn. You cannot say to your bank, please pay me the interest on my money, and then I will make a deposit. At a recent conference in Charleston, Arthur Bob Berg was the keynote speaker. He was and is what I would consider an expert in his field and an excellent speaker. I held on to every word he shared. He provided five elements of value that you, as a business person, must communicate to your client or customer in order to stick out from the competition and stick out in order to be different from the competition. You must provide these things. He also provided a few examples that will make you think and how these companies stick out from the competition. Here we go. Number one, excellence. And he used the Ritz-Carlton Hotel about how excellent they are and everything is done with excellence. Number two, consistency. And he mentioned Chick-fil-A. Honestly, when was the last time you went to a Chick-fil-A and the drive-thru was slow? Really? I don't think so. The food was cold? I don't think so. The restaurant was in need of cleaning? Yeah, right. The staff was rude? Not hardly. The staff was unappreciative? Nope. Chick-fil-A is a prime example of a company that lives and breathes the law of value every day, everywhere, at every location. Number three, attention. Those who sweat the small stuff get the sale. Do your homework. Be better than Google. And don't just pay attention to your content that you will provide. Pay attention to how you even shake the hand of the person you are meeting with. Did you look them in the eye? Did you come across as you and not someone else? Were you genuine? Number four, empathy. Communicating to the client that you understood they are feeling something stressful and that you are there to help them through it. Don't deny the other person's feelings. You cannot overcome an objection, but you can work correctly within the objection. Let me say that again. You cannot overcome an objection, but you can work correctly within the objection. Number five, appreciation. It is not just feeling grateful. It is expressing it to your client and saying thank you. For example, writing a thank you note to your client. When are we as an industry going to make this a standard of practice? That is right, I said a standard, a common and normal practice of everyday business. Ask yourself, do my past clients know how much I appreciate them? Will they refer me or even use me when it comes time for them to buy or sell? Will they remember me and remember the value that I brought to their situation? I am hoping the answer is yes to all these questions. Now, new agents, give me your ear. New agents, listen. Give of yourself. Show the value of yourself to seasoned agents. Help them when they need assistance. Conduct open houses for them. Help them market homes for their clients. Help them with their technology. Give of yourself without keeping a scorecard. Learn the business from those that have been in your shoes. Seasoned agents, listen. Reach out to newer agents and have them assist you on your latest listing. Just because it is your lead does not mean you cannot share it with somebody else. When you give, your actions will long be remembered. The newer agent that you assist and reach out to will not forget your actions. And when that newer agent has a listing or a project that may be a little too large for them to take on, and when they need assistance, who do you think they're going to call and ask to assist them? That is right, you. Multiple opportunities will come up when you give to others, especially when helping a newer agent get their business started. I know, you think I'm crazy. I get it. Give part of my commission away? Are you out of your mind? Share in my leads and listings? This is my business. Who does Matthew think he is, right? I'm sure you've been thinking that. If you have never tried it, give it a shot. Whatever category you are in, new or seasoned, try it, test it. The payoff of your giving or sharing will be immeasurable. The law of value is a business strategy that has been proven time and time again. Remember that those who are open in sharing their business secrets, instead of keeping their secrets to themselves, are typically the most successful agents in the market. Are you willing to try something new? How can you put this first law into practice in your business today, right now? Until next time, friends, take care. And once again, thank you for listening to Brokering Different, the podcast with Matthew Thrift.